Welcome to CFUV 101.9 FM. My name is Sarah Solman, and this is your daily rundown of current events happening in Victoria's Middle Eastern community.
With food insecurity continuing to be a prevalent societal problem in BC, especially in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic, Caitlin Boudreau, a dietitian from Fairfield, is taking matters into her own hands. Inspired by the little free pantry trend circulating in the United States, Boudreau sought out to build a free pantry in her community of Fairfield in collaboration with the Fairfield Gonzales Community Association.
I discovered or just came across online called the Little Free Pantry. And I believe it's based out of the States, but just people who have been kind of creating these little pantries throughout the United States. And they've got now like templates online where you can, you know, figure out how to build them and that kind of thing. So just seeing those images like really inspired me to want to try to do something in my own community. So that's kind of where I guess the idea was born.
Boudreau states that the idea of setting up a food donation site elicits mixed feelings because even though the idea would positively affect the community, ideally it wouldn't be necessary.
And again, I always feel so mixed when I talk about these things because it's really, again, I think ideally it's not even something we need to have, but it is getting used. So in that way, it is a success. Like it's definitely getting used. I've been told by people getting used. And it's, you know, people are restocking it. So that part is really has been a success, I would say, so far.
Mm-hmm. Boudreau moved into her work as a dietitian after her time as a competitive swimmer sparked an interest in health and nutrition. That line of work, she states, is what put her in proximity with the issue of food instability.
I mean, I think really what it was, like I do work as a dietitian with the Kool-Aid Health Center, so I see people struggling there on a daily basis with accessing, you know, appropriate healthy foods. I did think, you know what, if I'm going to try something like this out, it really makes the most sense to be doing this in my own community where I live, just in terms of it being close to me where I can keep some eyes on it. And again, just wanting to try that out in my own community. So that was kind of really the impetus for choosing to do it in Fairfield.
There is a misconception that Fairfield, a relatively wealthy neighborhood, would not be in need of a service like this. However, Boudreau states that the nature of food insecurity puts people from all walks of life at risk.
There's all different kinds of people and in all kinds of different situations. So that's the tricky thing with food security and insecurity too, is that you can be food secure, you know, 1 month or 1 year and then something happens and maybe you lose a job or, you know, have an illness and then all of a sudden you're struggling to get food on the table.
Along with providing access to food, Boudreau hopes to reduce the stigma associated with food insecurity.
Yeah, I think it does, and I hope that it does, and that's exactly it. The fact that it is so casual and natural and you're walking by or you're going to the community center or going to the school, I really wanted to reduce that stigma. I think it will always probably be there to some degree, but I really did want to reduce it to a way that it's, again, very casual and open and kids are seeing it and using it. So that's definitely my goal for it. And just also the accessibility part that, you know, there is the Mustard Seed, which is an incredible organization, but not everyone can get down there or wants to use it. So I thought this was a nice way to just bring it right to the community.
You've been listening to CFUV 101.9 FM's Daily Middle Eastern News with Sarah Solman. This project is funded by Canadian Heritage and the Community Radio Fund of Canada as part of their local journalism initiative. To hear more stories, visit canada-info.ca.